And then we've even coined two other categories, contemplative and associate. Remember? The contemplative would be people who would be praying, offering their sacrifices for the work of the active Marian catechist, and the associates, some are helping out, including, by the way, financially. We have, as you know, a publishing house in Washington called the Intermorifica. Well, the second printing of the course, the catechetics course, each printing was 4,000. The second printing is down now to less than 500. You've got to have another printing. And each printing costs $16,000, which is very low. And maybe it might have increased since yesterday. The last figure was $17,000 that we have in capital in Washington. So that the associate, this is what I'm talking about, Marian Ignatian Catechist, people that could help out financially. And over the years, one of my amateur works has been raising money for the church. Like, thanks to some of you that contributed generously to Carmel Sanchez to get the bishops. And by the way, he says a cordial thank you. Have any of you heard from Carmel Sanchez yet? You will. You get a letter from Rome. Thank you. But the Ignatian and Marian catechists, as active, as apostolic workers, this is, and I think I said more than once, this is the purpose of our meetings. And this is what we need. Now I say we, I can use the word in a plural. That's what the church needs. I don't know how many there are like that who are willing to make a commitment. Now, the amount of time would depend, of course, on the individual. The person has whatever job you've got, well, obviously, you have to put your time in the job. And it could be even 2 or 3 hours a week, but guaranteed. Could be more. Could be 10, 12 hours a week. And see, when Carmen Sanchez comes to the States, and this is the facts and message, Father Bill here. That I'd like to have as many Ignatian Marian catechists meet with him when he's in the States. And I've asked, you could possibly come to Detroit, and also in Chicago, and in Chicago there's remember the name of John Andrew, whom I've mentioned to you more than once. Ignatian catechist, who has a television station. Talked to him the other night. We were just thrilled to have a Carmel Sanchez speak on his station, and not just to reach the people live then, but make recordings, you know, both in English and in Spanish. But there's work to be done. And maybe the best thing that I can ask you people to do is, today is, what, the 14th, right? We're meeting on the 21st, right? So, if you could, and give me your name, phone number, if you wouldn't mind, because we have a list of the phone numbers, but just to make sure, your name, phone number, and how much time you could give in a given week or in a given month. Am I making sense? Now, to be more specific, see this, as I've said so many times, is not the way that I've been doing work of the church. I don't, you know, see, start something and then get some kind of a letter of approval, you know, in endorsement. No. There are people who are willing to work for the church, and it means the Holy See. And then I can assure you there will be work. In fact, the letter condescension about Father Brown, and I did not, it was a fax. Well, you wrote yourself, didn't you, Father? See? Then he said, he wants the original. So then we express mailed the original to Carlos Sanchez. She wants their guaranteed, dedicated workers. There's work to be done. Am I still making sense? So that could be then, could I ask you people, next Wednesday, is that fair? Now, don't misunderstand me. In other words, if honestly you feel that, gee, thanks, Father, I'm just not able to do that. But then, if you want to, put whatever you want on paper. But what we want, obviously, these people who are, first of all, even physically able, emotionally able, but more important, that are convinced that this is something which they, before God, can be involved in. Is that fair? Did he? So, then it's 10:02, shall we call for the day? Suppose we see the Litany of Our Lady, okay? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Litany of Our Lady. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. God, the Father of heaven. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world. God, the Holy Spirit. Holy Trinity, one God. Holy Mary. Holy Mother of God. Holy Virgin of Virgins. Mother of Christ. Mother of the Church, Mother of Divine Grace, Mother most pure, Mother most chaste, Mother inviolate, Mother undefiled, Mother most amiable, Mother most admirable, Mother of good counsel, Mother of our Creator, Mother of our Savior, Virgin most prudent, Virgin most venerable, Virgin most renowned, Virgin most powerful, Virgin most merciful, Virgin most faithful, mirror of justice, seat of wisdom, cause of our joy, spiritual vessel, vessel of honor, singular vessel of devotion, mystical rose, tower of David, tower of ivory, house of gold, ark of the covenant, gate of heaven, morning star, health of the sick, refuge of sinners, comforter of the afflicted, help of Christians, queen of angels, queen of patriarchs, queen of prophets, queen of apostles, queen of martyrs, queen of confessors, queen of virgins, queen of all saints, queen conceived without original sin, queen assumed in heaven, queen of the most holy rosary, queen of peace, queen of the Society of Jesus, queen of the Marian Catechist, queen of the Ignatian Catechist, Lamb of God who takest away the sins of the world, Lamb of God who takest away the sins of the world, Lamb of God who takest away the sins of the world, pray for us, the Holy Mother of God. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, your grace into our hearts, that we, whom the incarnation of Christ was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of you, Lord God, through the same Christ, our Lord, and the Father, Son, and Spirit. Now, Father, would you mind? Two of us give the blessing. Would you mind? Let's begin at 11. Benedictio Deum Omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit et super vos in manias semper. Amen. God bless you. Sorry about keeping you late.